We are now getting ready for the next step in preparing for disaster in Sonoma County, which could involve the installation of warning sirens as well as a series of other preparedness steps. Joining us on the KSRO Live line is Supervisor James Gore. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about warning sirens. It seems like an older technology, but it can be very effective.
Yeah, it can. Absolutely. And, you know, sirens are one part of, I would say, about 200 plus recommended actions that came out of, a deep dive and community engagement series and looking at other jurisdictions like San Diego and others around the country that are doing great work. And, this is our focus on making Sonoma County, which is known as, you know, a leader around the country in climate change and through sustainability. And this is the leap step towards resilience. And that's basically dealing with this kind of stuff we've been dealing with, droughts, flooding, wildfire, and getting our heads around it and making sure our community's safe.
Now, what are some of the other things? You said that there's over 200. Obviously, we can't cover them in 5 minutes here chatting on the phone. You spent all day working on this. Tell us a little bit about things like protecting utilities, like cell phone towers.
Well, I think there's a couple things, right? Number one was, so there's everything from on infrastructure side is focusing on utility hardening, passing local ordinances that require undergrounding in specific areas where we need it. Then you go over in with the health and human services area. It's really about building a 211 system. 211 is the 911 equivalent for non-emergency that allows people to not overload a 911 system in an emergency, mm-hmm. but doing it as a regional hub. Then we went on to housing, and housing is really focused on, you know, how do we get not just rebuild 5,300 homes, but we're in a housing crisis. We were there before. How do we focus on this goal of 30,000 in 5 years? Specific laws, specific things that we're trying to do, and onward and onward. So we had watershed actions that include still, our ability to get the fire camera array out into our system to track. I don't want to fill up everybody with everything, but there's a draft of it online. If you go to the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors page or if you contact my office, and then we're going to do another 30 to 45 days of open comment from the public. And then we're going to build it into a final recovery and resiliency plan. That's really a strategic plan going forward, but it's an action plan. I mean, we're already taking steps to do this stuff. So this isn't something that's going to gain dust and sit around. We're getting it done.
Right. And one of those actions actually does involve the warning sirens that you've applied for a grant to pay for those.
So what happens, ironically, is that once you go through a disaster, you become you get prioritized for additional funding from FEMA mm-hmm. to stop future disasters called hazard mitigation. And so we have a grant in that we think is should get funded for warning sirens. We also have another grant in that's for about $6 million to help people harden their homes and others rebuild with what you would say is rebuild more resilient. Mm-hmm. And so we have a total of $29 million in for grants for FEMA. And we should get a lot of those, but we got to have about a quarter of it has to be local match. So then we got another potential. We're requesting $80 million from Housing and Urban Development for affordable housing development in the area.
That's great.
And so once again, these sound like big numbers, but compared to what we've lost, they're drops in the bucket.
Right. And then I also wanted to ask you a little bit, because we're preparing or that the disaster we went through was fire. There's other things that happen here. We've been through floods. We've had earthquakes. Are some of these emergency preparedness steps also addressing those different kinds of emergencies?
Bingo. Couldn't agree with you more. That was a big conversation yesterday with us. Our goal is not to just host preparedness fairs with our community, but also to use this as a time to do exercises for training and exercises for earthquakes primarily. That's the big one, right? Earthquakes and fires. Flooding is a big issue, but we're also used to it. I say that not as if we don't have to look at it, but the Sonoma County kind of world of emergency services is very attuned to how to manage and deal with flooding. But earthquake is really the big one. 60+% chance of a 6.5 earthquake or above in between now and in mid 2030. So, you know, that's what we got to keep our eyes on as well.
Yeah, we definitely do. And people can check out the full list on the county's website. And then you said that there'll be public comment times after that.
Yeah, so it's open for any kind of public comment. You know, if you go onto the Board of Supervisors page mm-hmm. or contact my office, you can provide anything that you think needs to be added. There was a lot of people there from different areas of our community that were advocating, and rightfully so, for more inclusion in our diverse population, mm-hmm. Our ability to do bilingual during management during these disasters. So there's a lot of stuff, and anybody who's interested, please pay attention.
Yeah, and it's going to take more than just the Board of Supervisors making some decisions. This is preparedness everyone has to take on as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Supervisor James Gore.